Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Welcome to On Point Live. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the stars of our show are a couple of great gentlemen in the world of football, entertainment, and beyond. We're talking about the Hall of Fame, 7-time Pro Bowl, 4-time NFC defensive lineman, Mr. Jackie Slater, with us every week at this time.
I thought he was going to say running back.
And he is a running back. And we also have the quarterback, known for that that cannon arm, and right now he's got a bad back from working in his vineyard, Mr. Vince Ferragamo. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. I'm doing good. You know, it's the off season, but it's getting to be springtime, so we got to prepare these vines, and pruning is the way to go, and a lot of work in that vineyard.
People who don't know, you have a vineyard at his home, and it's a beautiful vineyard, great Italian wines, Ferragamo Vineyards, right?
Vince Ferragamo Vineyards,
Vineyards, yeah. And he's got the Clarissa J. Jackie, you love that wine. It's a super Tuscan blend with Cabernet and Sangiovese, and it's just incredible. And you've been out there. This is pruning time. And you're a young whippersnapper out there. You know, a lot of people, when you prune a lot, like
some of them
roses,
have those electric pruners.
Yeah.
You know, those scissors. But I like the manual.
So, number one, because he keeps that arm in shape so he can toss one. You know, just in case they call him.
Just in case they call him out of retirement.
Exactly. And you were there and you're moving around a little bit. Got a little bit of a back strain, as some of us older folks
bending
like myself
over. And I use that shredder. You know, we have a shredder in there.
The chipper. I think it's called the chipper shredder.
Yeah, same thing. You do all the stems.
Be careful. You throw the stuff in there and it blows out little chips, right?
Well, it can, but you want to blow it in a sack. So then you have to lift the sack, put it in the garbage can, make a compost. I mean, it's a lot of work, but it's fun. You know, it's good stuff.
So that was a good week. Jackie, for you, I know you're on a constant food quest, and last week on the show, you discovered the best burrito you have ever had in your life. And the way you said it made me take a back, going like, I mean, this is Jackie Slater.
Unbelievable.
You've been everywhere, you know?
So much so that I tried it again today.
Again?
And I had that exact same burrito. It was a beef burrito, dry. Unlike Vince, he orders his
wet. He likes his wet.
Beef, and it was absolutely perfect, just like I thought. And I spoke to the manager there, gave her my card, and I think we need to do some advertising.
And you said, and I think you said, put some Harmony cheese on this, it'll be much better. Didn't you tell
them
that as well?
Just a spray.
It's our sponsor, HarmonyCheese.com. We love some of the great, I like that cheese, that Merlot cheese they have over there. It's kind of their port wine cheese.
It goes great with wines, for sure.
So that's really good stuff. Now, if you want to check us out, go to our website, onpointlive.net. Follow us on YouTube. Subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. And check us out on Instagram, on.point.live. Email us. We're giving away a prize today. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com to win a Harmony cheese pack and Vince Ferragamo wine. We'll be back. It is On Point Live. And now for Harmony cheese, here are Vince Ferragamo and Jackie Slater.
Indulge in the exquisite flavors of Harmony cheese, crafted with passion and precision in Athens, Wisconsin.
Our signature golden age cheeses are a symphony of taste. From the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange Abergele to the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester.
Elevate your charcuterie board with our show-stopping Merlot cheddar, or savor the unique combination of flavors in our portabella and chive Abergele.
Harmony cheese, rooted in Wisconsin tradition, crafted for discerning palates. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at HarmonyCheese.com.
Don't forget to visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at HarmonyCheese.com.
That's HarmonyCheese.com. Touchdown. Vince Ferragamo is inviting you to experience the taste of victory, not on the field, but in your glass. From NFL quarterback to winemaker, Vince Ferragamo has brought the same passion and dedication that lit up stadiums to crafting world-class wines. At Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, you'll find award-winning Italian varietals, including the luxurious Super Tuscan Blend Caressa J, Bold Primitivo, Elegant Pinot Nero, and Rich Sangiovese, all gold medal and 90-plus point winners. Perfectly paired with food, cheese, or enjoyed on their own, these wines bring a touch of Italy to your table. Why wait? Make tonight a celebration. Visit VinceFerragamoVineyards.com now and experience the magic of fine wines crafted by a true legend. That's VinceFerragamoVineyards.com. Vince Ferragamo Vineyards, where fine wine meets greatness. Football is won in the trenches. And if you want to dominate the line of scrimmage, you need more than just size. You need skill, technique, and a mindset of greatness. At Slater Enterprises, Hall of Fame offensive lineman Jackie Slater, 20-year veteran of the Los Angeles Rams, will help you develop the footwork, strength, and intelligence to control the game. Jackie has trained some of today's top NFL linemen, helping them maximize their potential and build long, successful careers. Every great offensive lineman starts with technique. Let's fix the technical issues, build your confidence, and make you unstoppable. If you're serious about improving your game and taking your skills to the next level, contact Jackie Slater today at jackies7644@aol.com. Start your journey to excellence. Go to jackies7644@aol.com. Slater Enterprises, where champions are built. We are back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. I told you our sponsor, it's HarmonyCheese.com. Go there and check out these incredible cheese packs that they have. You can order them. They're delivered to your home. Again, it's HarmonyCheese.com. And we on this show have been having you enter a contest to win a Harmony Cheese pack and some Vince Ferragamo wine. And all you do is give us your name and your address, and you email us at onpoint@crntalk.com. That is our main network that distributes the show, onpoint@crntalk.com. And we've had a lot of entries, and now we've selected a winner. Corey Marino, our producer on the show here today, has worked overtime to go through and actually hermetically pick a sealed entry of for the cheese packs. And who's going to do the
picking? I'll do it. Yeah, because we have so many subscribers, Mike, and people, contestants, that want to ask us questions, and they're inquisitive of, you know, our comments. But we picked out James Castro from San Jose, and, you know, he loves our show, always has a comment. So James Castro. I hope he loves the wine.
Brother
and
Fidel?
The cheeses.
Does he have a brother named
Fidel? I don't
know.
I hope not.
He does send him a couple of prize packs. Keep him happy. James Castro, where does he live? What area?
San Jose, California.
San Jose. You know, we're heard on radio stations all around the country. You can listen to us. We're obviously on YouTube with the video podcast, but the radio show is on radio stations around the country, including WRMN in Chicago, and we're also on crntalk.com. And on CRN, you can hear the show. Listen to this. Tuesdays at 4 o'clock Pacific time and 8 p.m. Pacific time. You can hear it Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, Saturday at 8 a.m. Pacific time, and Sunday at 6 a.m. Pacific time. And you also hear us on the Sports Byline Radio Network. That's Saturday at 8 a.m., also on CRN2.
So you got to wake up early Sunday morning to listen to us.
Your show has taken off like a shot, gentlemen. I'm telling you.
Too early.
Jackie, you listen to every one of those plays, don't you, just to see if you sound better each time?
Well, I do like to listen to it over and over and over to make sure I test the quality of my comments.
They withstand the time, let me tell you.
That's good.
Let me throw a curve at you. You know, you guys played for the Rams. Off-season now, all the talk is going on. Hey, let's go and see who we can pick up at the NFL draft, et cetera. There's a lot of talk going on about Matthew Stafford, arguably one of the best quarterbacks in the game, leaving the Rams and possibly going where and why. Let's start off here. Vince, you start.
Well, it's hard to believe, Mike, that you know they would give him his walking papers, but they didn't really give him his walking papers. They said, test the market. See what your value is. Now, remember that Matthew Stafford came to Detroit.
Oh, they're being nice to him, huh?
He made something like 227.
Detroit, a lot of cows there.
What is it, $227 million, Jackie? Having only appeared in three playoff appearances, not winning one of them, until he came to L.A.
Correction. It was more than $200 million.
That's right.
It was $300 million.
No, $227 million without winning a game in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah, without winning a game
in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. But
beforehand.
So he's testing the market, but he's still the second highest quarterback, you know,
earner
of, okay, all time.
Of all time.
Of all
Can
time.
Can you believe it?
Not necessarily.
So why,
and that's ahead of a guy named Tom Brady, am I right?
Well, yes, it is. The only one he's not ahead of is Aaron Rodgers. But mm-hmm. Jackie's still out to make $27 million this year, but on average $40 million. I mean, what are we talking money here? Is the object's 37 years old, so where's he going to go? Yes, there is interest in other teams, but where would he go? Would he go – I think – if he's going to leave, I don't see him leaving the Rams, first of all. I don't see why they would. Because if Cooper Kupp leaves, well, maybe. But if not, he's got to stay in L.A. But, you know, the team that really wants him is the Steelers and the Giants. But the Giants, I don't know.
Well, Giants, Jackie Slater,
when I,
come on.
When I look at this situation, I told you how I felt about it. I felt that Matthew Stafford was a huge part of this Rams team's success a year ago. Young team with a bunch of their contributors in their first and second year, and Matthew Stafford week in, week out leading them. And then, but for one errant pass there, we might have been looking at a tied ball game with them to beat the Philadelphia Eagles.
Right.
But this is where, you know, I've thought about this over the course of the week, and, you know, this time last week I was doggone adamant about paying him and how he had contributed to the success of this organization. But this is what I've come to realize when I think back and look at it. There are a lot of elements that goes into the success of a professional football team, okay? First of all, you got to have a group of people that knows what they're talking about and know what they're doing that's acquiring talent, that can recognize the talent that needs to be acquired. So why aren't those people recognizing talent that needs to be required, and why are we continuing to have to deal with Matthew Stafford asking for a raise every year? So that's number one. Where are we missing the market recognizing the talent? Okay, and then the next thing is, if we have had different guys in over the years, okay, Baker Mayfield's, is our coaching staff only capable of working with guys that were drafted overall number one pick? That's what we've had. We've had Jared Goff. We've had Matthew Stafford. We've had Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
Those, all three of those guys were number one overall picks. Is that the only talent?
So what you're talking about?
Can our coaching staff develop Sean McVay? I got a lot of respect for Sean McVay
and the
way he runs his organization, Vince. But at some point in time, somebody's going to have to show me that this organization's going to be successful regardless of who the quarterback is sometimes, because we're going to be able to take guys that you never heard of and recognize what they can do and bring them in and fit them into our system. What's wrong with that part of it?
Well, I see what you're saying.
Then you can let people like Matthew Stafford, you can get something for them. Let them leave, you know, because we can develop. Listen, there's no more prime example, and I know I'm going a long time, but there's no more prime example of what I'm talking about than to watch the Rams under John Robinson. His offensive line coach, Hudson Houck, was with the Rams for 9 years, and during those 9 years, he had 21 different guys be selected to the Pro Bowl. 21 different Pro Bowl selections. They weren't all first-round picks. They were acquired here and there from everywhere. He knew how to teach them what they needed to do to be successful, and they featured guys like Eric Dickerson and Jim Everett the whole time that they were there. We need to see some of that, too.
So coaching is a vital key to this whole thing, Michael, because Jackie mentioned development, how you develop players. Now, since the acquisition of Ryan Wendell on the offensive line, the Rams' offensive line has improved immensely. They have Jackson, they have Avila, they drafted him. They've made more strides in the development of offensive line than any other position on this team. But Sean McVay brings a mental element of sophistication of offense, okay? So you're given the game plan in front of you with all the technicalities, all the different nuances, and this is what makes you excel. So as you're a quarterback, the number one key is to look at, who is my coach? You're not going to go anywhere in the NFL and get better coaching than Sean McVay right now as a quarterback. Why would you want to leave? Okay, simply put, he's made enough money. So that should answer that question. But he's developed, Sean McVay, more than developing players, he's developing coaches. Because a lot of his assistant coaches,
are gone.
Coordinators are gone. They've already gone on and become successful elsewhere.
We need to develop. We need players. The coaches aren't winning any games, man.
I know, but the coaches players, are helping players become successful.
The coaches are going to have to equip guys with the technical skills that they need to be successful in their system. There's no doubt about that.
So to answer the question, where's Matt Stafford going?
Yeah.
He's not going anywhere.
And the other thing, too, is Matt Stafford has value.
Yes.
The management team should figure out how do they maximize the value of Matt Stafford if he leaves.
You got to keep Cooper Kupp.
If he leaves, and realizing that if he leaves, no, we might not get his performance, but we have Joe Blow from Kokomo over there that Sean McVay and the quarterback coach has recognized that can come on and get this job.
Let me ask you a question. If they lose Matt Stafford, who's going to come to the Rams? Are they going to come from within? Are they going to get Jimmy Garoppolo or Stetson Bennett? Can they do the same thing?
Vince, you asked me that question, and you and I, all the way in, we listened to the podcast from out of the combine right now with all the general managers and all the head coaches getting up there and talking about their
system. How they're going to improve
their teams and da-da-da-da. They're paid to do that. How about letting those guys do their jobs and come up with people?
You're starting all over again if you don't keep Matt Stafford.
And maybe start firing people from there because you can't recognize what a top-tier quarterback is unless he's the first overall pick.
Why let him go out and shop his talents?
Can I take our first time out here on the show? It's getting pretty hot in here, let me tell you. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo, On Point Live. I'm Michael Horn. When we come back, I got a very simple question to ask you gentlemen, and I want a direct and straight answer as I know you will give me on the show. It's On Point Live. We're here every week at this time. Check us out at onpointlive.net and follow us, email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. onpoint@crntalk.com. We'll be back.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
That's 800-278-1738.
We are back on Point Live, coming to you from CRNTalk.com, Sports Byline Radio Network. We're on YouTube with our video podcast. Check it all out at OnPointLive.net. I'm Michael Horn with Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. Let me ask you guys one question. You really went through it here on Matthew Stafford and the Rams, etc. Let me ask a very simple question. I just need your honest answer. Who better to win the Super Bowl on the Rams next year, Matthew Stafford or someone else?
Matthew Stafford.
Matthew Stafford.
But thank you very much.
Do you give him a pay raise? I mean, yeah. Certainly he would deserve a pay raise. But, you know, the Rams have already caved in with Aaron Donald. So they're capable of increasing the contract.
Now, you said cave in. And yeah. Vince, I don't think that's appropriate. I think
because you have a contract, Jack. You got to play your contract out. If they said, "Hey, I'm unhappy. I want more money."
Yeah, I know. But how about looking at it? You can also look at it on the other side, as a form of how do you motivate a guy that's made $250 million over his career? Well,
give him more money.
You tell him, "Hey, we appreciate you to the point we realize that you're the 13th highest paid player at your position in the league, and you are doing more here with first and second year players than any other quarterback that's to be compared to you."
He's helped the team
a lot.
So
we want to let you know how much we appreciate you by giving you an additional blah blah blah. That's a possibility.
Giving him incentive. Hey, bring us back to the Super Bowl.
That's a possibility.
I'll give you
But then, Vince, when you look at what the Rams are doing with their roster, and they're not taxed right now because they got so many young guys on their first year contract, they can afford to pay more money to Matthew Stafford now than they ever will be able to. So
they have some offensive linemen, Jackson. They've got
Avila. Jackson.
They got guys that they need to renegotiate.
Well, no, Avila still.
You lose those
year.
Guys, he's not going to be anything.
Yeah, well, he's got a. They got a. If he doesn't, if the Rams don't assign, if they don't sign Alaric Jackson, they might as well. It doesn't matter who's playing quarterback.
That's right.
It really doesn't matter because
I think they got a better chance to win with Matthew Stafford. Shouldn't we be looking at a backup that could be there that we could start to learn? You've mentioned many times on the show,
Darnold.
Both of you, Vince and Jackie, you've talked about the fact it's important with the connection between the coach and the quarterback. Find that guy, bring him on as a backup, and have him ready to go. So if you do lose Matthew Stafford, you're there. But right. For God's sakes, next year, let's keep the team going forward here because they didn't do very, very badly here last year. They almost went to the NFC.
Can I ask a question?
What he's talking like now is a general manager.
That's a good point.
That's exactly
a person that's in charge of player acquisition.
Right.
That's what you sound like.
Yes.
And I would imagine that the people that are working at the Rams are saying that to McVay and everybody else. We need to have another guy.
Let me ask you guys a question.
Please.
Matt Stafford has got to do something with him. But if you bring a guy in like Sam Darnold, who's the number one list of quarterbacks on the free agent market, if you sign him, what does that mean?
They'll
say, "Hey, Matt.
Now you got $100 million a year tied up."
No, I'm saying, okay, Matt, you want to go? We got Sam Darnold. I mean, does the mindset change?
But my question is, can Sam Darnold learn the
he's
wherewithal?
Coming from the same system.
Well, I know, but it's you got a match here. You got magic here with Matthew Stafford.
No doubt.
And then the team knows him. You're better off keeping your nucleus together and hit it one more year for that Super Bowl, and then everybody's a year older, and you start thinking about it through the season.
Absolutely.
But you got to have a backup, Mike.
Yeah, you got to have a backup.
You do, but look at the Rams started, 0-4 or something, and they have a terrible opening, and look what
happened.
He's
37 years old.
And he's the reason why.
If he gets hit one hit, like in the back.
Yeah. But he was the reason why that there was a major resurgence in that football team after dropping 3 or 4 games in a row early in the season.
That's true.
I think Matthew Stafford is an excellent quarterback.
Yes.
But I also think that there is a lot to be said about – I remember, Vince, several years ago when Edgerrin James and Ricky Williams were in the draft. This time of year, the Rams – sent Eric Dickerson and myself down to the combine Eric and I could help make a decision which one of these two guys we like. Well, Eric had also had a lot of time in the Indianapolis Colts, and he had seen firsthand and up close Marshall Faulk. And so Eric Dickerson said, "Hey, man, I wouldn't want either one of these guys over Marshall Faulk." And I said, "Are you crazy? Marshall Faulk is not half their size. He's a small guy. He's going to get blown up." And Eric said to me this right here, and it was so true. He said, you will see a month of Sundays go by before that guy take a lick of any consequence. And that was absolutely true.
He was right.
It was absolutely true. Marshall Faulk was one of the most devastating backs that we have seen in our lives. Catching the ball, running with the football, he did it all. Eric Dickerson was right. So
he was.
So there should be somebody in place to be able to say to McVay and everybody else who's making those decisions, this guy right here, because of this, and this, we need to sign him because he's going to be a great player. But whatever happened to those people that's responsible for that?
You can talk about the cash situation and all that, but you got to remember one other thing, too. Speaking as a general manager, and thank you for making me that here on the show today, you got to look at the crowd. The crowd wants to see a winner. It's like when the Dodgers traded away Mike Piazza. They stunk for a while, and they traded away the key of the team from the Dodgers. Somebody says, what's wrong with this new ownership? They stink. So I think ownership has to think about how you keep a champion in Los Angeles with a chance to go all the way.
See, Mike, and the idea of a great player is you make guys around you even better, and so you're a great teammate, and you can't overlook that thing. And I think Matt Stafford made everybody look good. The other guy that does that is Cooper Kupp. Okay, he's intuitive. He helps on the sidelines. He's giving suggestions, you know,
he's
his player, and he's very good. So was Marshall Faulk. He was like a coach on the field. He could do everything. He's the only player in history I think I've ever seen this game, maybe outside of Jamar Gibbs in today's world, that could play 10 plays, having the ball 10 plays different ways, and he'll make yards, doesn't slow down a beat. And I think that's a mark of a phenomenal player.
I mean, look at his numbers. He had 1,000 yards receiving, 1,000 yards rushing. Can you put it any better than that, Vinny?
That's it.
I'm telling you, I was nothing on this show until I joined up with you guys, and you turned me into the host for you and the announcer of the show. That I really appreciate
GM.
That.
You're
thank you
GM.
Very much.
You've done
and
a great job,
and
too.
And I'm GM of the team. That's pretty darn good. Hey, can I have a raise, please? Thank you very much. All right, let's see who's available. What's the free agent list look like? You mentioned Sam Darnold 900 times.
Russell Wilson, too. I think, what if he goes to the Raiders? Yeah. How about that?
Yeah. Well,
the Raiders need a quarterback? Okay.
I
got to ask you guys
the Raiders
question.
Is a good idea, actually, because you got what's-his-face, the coach there that loves him.
Yeah, the greatest comment
the
that I heard
USC.
After this Super Bowl,
I can't remember
59, Vic Fangio, the defensive coordinator for the winning Philadelphia Eagles came out with a statement, says, I'm unhappy. Not unhappy. I need more motivation.
Yes.
You know, we gave up 22 points in the second half. Now, what does that do to a team? To me, you don't rest on your laurels, okay, when you say something like that. They want to go out and be better than they were this year. So that is a great promotion for the team.
Vince, Vince, you failed to mention the timing of that.
Yeah.
All of the players had come in to be briefed on the photo shoot and the parade. This is how we're going to conduct ourselves. This is how we're going to do this.
Thank you.
Forgot the parade. We just won the Super Bowl. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
But Vic Fangio is sitting there thinking, half of these guys gave up 22 points in the second half. And he wanted to cover football.
Better.
If that doesn't make a statement to players about the seriousness of the detail of your assignment, nothing else will.
It does. All right, so your list, Sam Darnold, he's out there, Justin Fields, Russell Wilson. I do think, the magic is there. Pete Carroll is the new coach, and Russell.
That's right.
Yeah, Russell Wilson was there in Seattle.
That?
So that's going
good
there.
Tie-in. Yep.
Who else do you like here? Joe Flacco, he's on the list again.
I
always root for him when he gets pulled in after somebody's injured. I like Flacco.
Yeah.
But who else here? James Winston you got, Marcus Mariota, Mason Rudolph, Andy Dalton. What do you think?
You got quarterbacks coming out of the draft this year. We haven't even started
talking
about
that.
That's,
I think, what you should
talk about.
Yeah,
we haven't talked about that. But we got a few guys that need to step out of the list, too.
Yeah.
That's been around for a while and injuries. And, you can build around an older quarterback only so long. And
Aaron Rodgers. He's available as a backup. That would be good press for the Rams.
I remember when Joe Namath
Thank you.
It's have the
my
two
next
most
question.
Yeah.
Expensive
guys,
quarterbacks in the league.
You guys
had
Joe Namath at the twilight of his career back on the Rams. And how was that playing there with the Rams?
It was great learning from a guy like that, because you see his mannerisms. You see how he operates. And there's a lot more than just your ability. It's how you affect other players on the team and how they respond.
What? I don't have those hearing aids he's advertising. What?
He's just
they
a great
get the
player,
same
okay.
ones I have.
He
okay.
was just the best of all time.
Joe,
I mean,
Joe
just Broadway Joe. They call him that for a reason.
About, I started my first game for the Rams the year that Joe started his first game for the Rams. We were down in Atlanta.
What was that like?
And I got beat like I stole the governor's mule several times.
Jackie Slater.
Several times
the
they were running past me.
He wanted to throw a drink in
your face. Right? And I remember looking up at Joe, and I'm thinking to myself, run. And he couldn't run because you remember he had that deal with his leg. He could not contract his hamstring and
locked.
Pull his leg up, so he was running like with a straight leg. So
all he had to do was drop back in the pocket. But you know what? We don't have pocket passers anymore now. They run all over the place.
When you're getting beat like I was getting beat, you know, there's no such thing as a pocket.
Help.
You better be able to take off.
Federales took his mule
watch
on
out. You ever seen a watch out block? Ooh,
no,
those are dangerous.
Look out. You tell him look out. Don't tell him to watch out. Tell him look out.
Saquon Barkley, let's talk to him. He wants to be remembered for his time with the Eagles.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I guess so. That's where you shined for the whole season, right?
And did you notice whose name he wants to be compared to?
Yeah, your guy on
Marshall Faulk,
yes, wants to be compared to him. He says even though he did well at other places, he still remembers them at a certain point in his career, and that's the team he wants to be remembered by. And in this case, Saquon Barkley wants the Eagles to be his remembered. Is he retiring? Do we not know that?
I don't think
Saquon Barkley, are you kidding me?
Don't
he's just getting started.
Saquon Barkley, you got a lot of time left. No matter where you are, you'll be incredible.
We'll talk about the tush-push later.
Yeah, we're coming back to talk tush-push and a lot more. It's On Point Live. Check out the website, onpointlive.net. YouTube, subscribe to On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. Instagram, on.point.live. Our sponsor, harmonycheese.com. Get some incredibly great cheese for yourself. And check us out at crntalk.com. We're playing there throughout the week. Email us, onpoint@crntalk.com. Win yourself a Harmony cheese pack. On Point Live returns. Stay with us.
IBM will become the official global partner of UFC, the world's premier mixed martial arts organization. Together, IBM and UFC are pioneering a product to revolutionize analytics and information in live sports. This includes unique insights and advanced analysis of live bouts, fighter tendencies, projections of possible outcomes, and method of victory, all of which will be engineered to update in real-time on-screen data. This partnership marks a pivotal win, not only for UFC and IBM, but also for fans around the world who will experience the sport in a whole new way. Sponsored by IBM.
Need a little home makeover to get through the last few weeks of winter? Kohl's is having a big sale so you can give your home a reset. Plus, Kohl's Rewards members save an extra 15% on so much to refresh your space, like stylish decor, cozy pillows, convenient storage, and so much more. So hurry to Kohl's to snag your savings before the secret's out. Select styles. Kohl's Rewards 15% off coupon valid through March 2nd. Must be a Kohl's Rewards member. Exclusions apply. Visit a store or Kohl's.com for details.
All aboard!
There's a new way to travel, and it's one of the oldest forms of transportation. Travel by train. Yes, consider traveling around the United States on Amtrak. Traveling by train is a lot less of a headache than taking a plane, and you'd be surprised how many places you can go on an Amtrak, and there's no passports or IDs needed. Find out how to get where you're going as soon as tomorrow by train. Call the Amtrak Travel Hotline right now. We'll book your trip and email your tickets within minutes. Skip the drive to the airport and skip the lines. Call right now to book your Amtrak reservations. We service most of the United States.
All aboard!
Do something new. Travel by Amtrak today.
800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. 800-262-3903. That's 800-262-3903.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day. Featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
We are back on Point Live. I'm Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater from the Rams. Great show for you. Check us out on YouTube, On Point Live with Vince and Jackie. On Instagram, on.point.live. Our sponsor is HarmonyCheese.com. Great cheeses that they have. Jackie Slater, you are the Abergele guy, am I right?
Love Abergele. Love it.
That's absolutely their number one seller, isn't it, Jackie?
No, I think the port cheese is. The cheddar with the Merlot in it.
It's got to be near the top.
You can order it and have it sent to your home if you're having a party or whatever it might be. HarmonyCheese.com. Harmony, as in the way these two get along so well together in their comments.
Harmony Cheese.
Bring our guitars next time.
As one of them is the big cheese, we're going to find out who later, .com. And by the way, Jackie, you still have, and I know when we first announced we had Harmony Cheese on the air, you went home and got some of that fake grass like on the Easter baskets, and you put all the cheese in your refrigerator and have been inviting your friends over. Are you business there?
That's not true, because if I invite my friends over, they're going to eat more of the cheese than
that's
me.
That's true.
And I ain't going about to have that happen.
And if Vince gets invited, because he brings his Vince Ferragamo wine.
I bring the wine, yeah.
You got it really there.
There's no doubt about it. It's some of the best cheese I've ever had. I just have to make sure I don't eat too much of it.
Mm. Well.
Because then we could run into some problems.
What kind of problem?
I'll get you a new sponsor next week.
All right, doctor.
Can we talk about that since you talked to Promise? Let's talk about the tush push, okay?
Oh, the tush push. What's your feeling on that, Jay? You know, kind of like that.
The Packers CEO Mark Murphy wants to ban the tush
push. That's ridiculous.
Why?
All right, let's go.
Jackie Slater, all it is is a quarterback sneak.
We've been doing quarterback sneaks for years.
Yeah, but they never push.
Wait a minute. We've been doing quarterback sneaks for years, and the only thing that happens when a ball carrier is stymied, you are not allowed. Now, this is the rule. You get penalized for this. You are not allowed to pull that ball carrier forward. You never see anybody grab the ball carrier and pull him towards the line of scrimmage. You see them all the time for years. Push him towards the line of scrimmage.
You can't stand in front of him and pull him towards the line of scrimmage.
No, you can't
be offside.
I'm talking about after contact.
Oh, I see.
After contact. You can't pull one of your own players towards positive yardage.
Right.
But you can push him towards positive yardage. That has never been questioned. And every team in the history of the National Football League who needed 6 inches have always had quarterback sneak. The quarterback sneak has been probably one of the oldest plays in the history of the game. How can you take that away?
Vince, okay.
You need 6 inches. What do?
Man, you just get under the center and just get right, find a hole and get through there.
That's the quarterback.
Okay. Wait a minute. You were a quarterback in the
Thank
NFL
you,
for how many years?
I never
years?
Had nobody pushing me from behind.
You were in a quarterback in the NFL for how many years?
10.
Were you ever a quarterback on a roster with a team group of plays that didn't include quarterback sneak?
No, I always had it in the lineup.
Okay. What was it called?
Quarterback sneak.
On every team in the NFL.
Right, okay. But it's a little different than having like 8 guys pushing you across the line.
Okay, here, let me explain.
The only difference is those 8 guys weigh 350 pounds.
All right, let me give you my opinion.
All right. Quarterback, Vince, you cannot
eliminate the quarterback sneak, okay? But you can eliminate the push from behind because – When we first started doing it, we never had anyone pushing us for fine. If I can't go one-on-one with somebody, it's almost become an automatic thing. People don't want to see something automatic. They want some diversity. They want to see, what happens? Oh, it's 50-50 chance. Now, most of the coaches that are against it are defensive-minded coaches. I disagree with John Harbaugh because he says that if you push, you have to make everything illegal from pushing down the field. No, you can just make it for the quarterback sneak. If a guy's running down the field and his linemen are behind him, it's okay to push. That's separate than a quarterback sneak. It's a simple play. Raheem Morris says he doesn't like the tush push either, okay? You go to Sean McDermott, okay? He thinks it's an injury-prone thing. I don't think there's anything you have to do with
injury risk, he says.
Wait a minute. I agree with the quarterback sneak, but I don't like them pushing from behind. You don't have to have it pushed from behind. If you can't make it, too bad.
You know what you sound like?
What?
You sound like one of the top defensive coordinators in the National Football League who happen to be head coaches. all of those guys whose names you just mentioned are defensive people.
Can
you
That's why they're against it.
Can you push Jackie near his microphone? Just want to push you near that mic.
Yes,
okay. There we go. That's
Jackie, sometimes I grab the ball and jump over the pile. Mm-hmm. If there was nobody there. Okay, so you have a little option. You have a variety there. I can go off tackle. I can go off guard. You usually go straight up the middle. Hey, you know what? They can run a quarterback sneak on first down if they want, if they were smart, because there's a big hole there.
This is the way I see it. This is a play.
Is his mic on?
Universal.
There we go.
Yeah.
This is a universal play. Yeah. There's 32 teams have this exact same opportunity. Exact same opportunity. It's just that Philadelphia has figured out how to do it with 348
There's other teams that are doing it, too.
350-pound guys.
But you have a quarterback that can squat 600 pounds.
And you have a quarterback that's not frail.
No.
So, I mean,
get in there and get
it. So is that fair to go and say that we're going to take that out?
I'm not saying eliminate it, Jackie. I'm saying eliminate the push from behind. You don't need to do that.
I disagree with that 100%.
I can see both sides here for you. I see the NFL making rule changes every single month, it seems like. Every year there's something new. We got the tush push, now we don't.
The
now
rules this, committee, leave it in, but eliminate the push. That's all you have to do.
As a quarterback, so you can't not eliminate the push. Suppose by design you want your two fullback,
get up right by the quarterback and block somebody. Okay, push him from behind.
Suppose by design you wanted those backs to insert in there, and you
get
and
up
you
there.
Want your, and you want your guards.
You can be right next to me. We both push together.
And you want your guards to go. And you want your guards to go outside. And right there, that back hits that guy.
He gets blown up.
And he gets blown up.
Well, then get off to the side.
Well, I just
double block.
I feel like a ref at a hockey game watching a fight go on. They're just going back and forth till they tire themselves out. This is why On
here.
Point Live is what it is. Two different viewpoints. Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo. You know, this is. I actually don't know what I decided now. I don't know what I'm in favor of. Nick
100%.
Sirianni, the coach of the now champion Eagles,
who runs
addressed the proposal to ban the tush push at the NFL Combine on Tuesday and called the effort unfair, is what he said. He said the Eagles work really, really hard on the play and said it was almost insulting to suggest that it was automatic.
Insulting.
It's almost automatic.
It's insulting. It's insulting to the offensive line. It's insulting to the coaches who call it.
It's insulting
to the courage of the quarterback that runs with that ball, because he's going to be met with confrontation in front, and then he's going to get shoved in the back. He knows he's going to get shoved.
If I told you it was a 95% success rate, would you run that play?
Yes, I would.
Okay. It's automatic.
Okay, so let me ask one other question here before we And we'll take care of this after the show out in the parking lot. But I got to tell you right now, do you ask the quarterback if you want to do the tush push? Because it seems to me like the quarterback is
absolutely
the guy that's got
not.
The most to lose when he's getting rammed across that line. Am
absolutely
I right?
Absolutely not.
Vince?
No. Quarterback,
no.
Call it third, fourth, and one. Hey, if we can
get
it, let's go.
Certainly works for Philadelphia.
Yeah. Well, it does when you have 600 pounds pushing you.
That's true.
From behind.
Yeah.
There's no way you can get defeated.
Everybody has the same opportunity to run that play. Mm-hmm. I don't care whether you're playing in L.A., New England, wherever. You have the same opportunity to run that play.
The Rams do it.
Yeah.
They have pushed. They're pushing.
Okay.
I mean, it's ridiculous to even have the conversation. And I say the head coaches that are complaining about it, they're intimidated because they're defensive-minded guys.
Can't do it.
They can't figure out how to stop it.
Okay, now let's talk basketball.
Yeah.
How about those Lakers? What's LeBron James and Luka Doncic? They seem like they're really gelling the whole team together. Am I right?
Well, okay. I'll give you my quick viewpoint. I watched them play the Nuggets the other night.
Oh, that was
the Nuggets had their number. They won like the last 11 games in a row against the Lakers. But I'm really impressed with what Riddick is doing now, Jackie, with this team, especially with his combination personnel groupings that he has on the court. Okay?
He's got three or four.
He's got three or four of them, Jackie. They were outstanding. Okay, they'll go LeBron, they'll go Luka. All right, then they'll go with Dalton Connect and Austin Reeves. Okay, they'll go with Jason Hayes, Jared Vanderbilt.
Yeah.
Then they'll go with Gabe Vincent, Hashimura. All the different, and Jackie,
combos.
There's no letdown. From their bench, it's all like 10 guys starting.
Yeah.
And it was so effective. They could never, they got ahead. They, you know, the Nuggets couldn't come from behind. They did a job on Jokic, the Joker.
Oh,
they were physical with him. They didn't let him get – he was out of sync. I've never seen him play that poor.
10 points.
Jackie, he was so many combos that in that Laker game the other night, they did the Big Mac and fries and still scored in that combo.
That's it, man.
Am I right?
They did the Big Mac and fries.
This team has turned,
I mean, this team has turned the team around.
One trade has turned this team around.
Let me tell you one more thing. You know what? LeBron made an analogy. He did a football analogy.
It was a good one.
It was a great one. At his age, 40 years old versus 25 with Luka, he says, look, I'm the wide receiver, LeBron said. Luka is the quarterback.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Jackie?
Because he says
he can pass. Do you know how many times he threw the ball to LeBron for slam dunks?
How many?
Oh, God, about 4 or 5 times.
Yeah.
I mean,
and they pushed him. They pushed him from behind.
No, they didn't push. It had nothing to do with the push.
No, it's amazing.
Watching Luka play the ball. The guy's 25 years old, but his basketball IQ is way up there. I mean, he can see you coming open when you're not open and put the ball where you can catch it and make a play. I mean, the guy's just got a very, very high basketball IQ and the fundamentals too, man. Just dribbling, shooting.
He brings another
element to this team.
And kudos to the coaching staff for making this happen. Am I right? Once again?
Yeah.
Great leadership all the way around.
New coach.
Mm-hmm. And youth, too.
Shout out to Genie Buss for bringing that trade through.
Thank you, Genie.
That's good.
Good job.
Yeah. Now, since we're talking sports here, let's get into baseball. And I'm really disappointed in this change of attitude with the New York Yankees. They were the last team, I think, in sports that had the clean-cut rule. No facial hair. They look great. You could see what their face looked like. I mean, it's amazing. And now they've come up with this, well, I think, you know, we might be able to we'll lose a possible player if they don't come to us because they can't keep their beard. If that's the way the player thinks, then get them the hell off the team because they're not going to be a team member. That's my thought. Jackie, start with you.
Well, this whole idea of telling people how to wear their, you know, their facial hair or how to cut their hair and – you know, one of the things that I, you know, on the 20 different teams that I played on professionally, the one thing that you want to try to do and master is the ability to have conformity without taking away individuality. Because you want the people and their, you want to bring special personalities to the table. And if a guy has a unique personality that manifests itself somehow in the way he dressed, or the way he wears his hair, and he can come in and fit in with us on the football field, then so be it. He's just a different guy. And so I don't know. But
you got helmets covering that hair. The Dodgers, you know, they got
baseball. I understand that, too.
Yeah, you know, the May, Kitcher over there, Dustin May's got, Mickey Mouse ears coming out. Charlie Blackman's now retired from the Colorado Rockies. They used to use that guy. One day the grounds crew didn't show up. They had Charlie Blackman running from first to third all in the infield, dragging it with his beard. And it was perfect. I'm telling you.
Yeah.
It wasn't that bad,
guy,
was it?
There's a beard so long, the guy scratched it, and mice fell out of it.
Oh, I mean, my goodness.
Come on, they look pretty scraggly.
I agree with having rules and stuff like that, too.
I do, too.
Especially in college.
Yeah.
Okay, college. John Wooden is a prime example. He did with Sidney Wicks, and he did it with Bill Walton. Then, you know, those guys had to conform. I mean, but that's the impression you want to give to your team. The Yankees is professional ball. It's a little different. Even Cooper Kupp has a long beard. He's a phenomenal player, great team player. So if you don't want a guy because of their personality or something, don't get him. But if he's got long hair, he's a great player. He fits in well with my team. I'm good with it.
Make your change. Put the names on the back of the uniform so you know who the hell number 7 is. Oh, that's Mickey Mantle. All right, now. We're at onpointlive.net. That's our website. Instagram, on.point.live. HarmonyCheese.com. Get that sponsorship in there and get some good cheese and enter the contest to win a cheese pack and some wine. Go to onpoint@crntalk.com and send us your name and address. You'll be entered in the contest. onpoint@crntalk.com. Check us out at CRN Talk like 8 times weekly. On Point Live. We'll be back.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
On Point Live, Michael Horn, Vince Ferragamo, Jackie Slater. What in the world, Jackie? What do you got?
What in the world? You, Vince, and myself were sitting up here talking about what we should do and what we shouldn't do, depending on the organization, how we should wear our hair. Mm-hmm. Well, Alex Verdugo has figured it out, and he's given everybody a great example. If you look at him when he was the Dodgers, he had a little bit of hair right here. You look at him when he went to the Red Sox, he had a full blonde deal. And you look at him now back at the Yankees and he's clean shaved.
Baby face, man.
That's guy that's figured out he knows which side his butter is braided.
He did well in the World Series.
Buttered on.
In the world. Better lucky than good.
Huh? Yeah, there was a spring training. Two guys were hit in the head. I'd rather be lucky. They were lucky.
Bobby Miller, the Dodgers, got hit by Michael Grover, the Cubs. Line drive right up the board.
Right in the head. Now he's under concussion protocol, but he's fine.
And then a guy on the Padres, like a 2 days, like just the other night, he got hit twice.
Wow.
Line drives in spring training.
With no helmet on. See, that's the reason why I never played a down of baseball there.
Well, yeah, but the pitcher, you know, the fielders don't have the helmets on. Would you put a helmet on?
Well, you know,
not a down anywhere.
They're substituting women's girls softball at the elementary level. Now they're playing flag football.
Oh, yeah, that's right. That's right. Good.
Great.
It's really good. All right, so that's pretty good. So, what a great show this week, guys. You were really hot and bothered here. We got some more things to talk about. We should talk draft next week, right? Some good.
We had some great quarterbacks coming out of the draft again. Shedeur Sanders.
Anybody you like?
Cam Ward, yeah. Jackson Dart.
Everybody's looking
those
for
three
a good
guys.
Big man.
Who?
A good big man.
Yeah.
Remember, a good big man is always better than a good little man.
You need that quarterback. You need that guy to throw the ball.
I'll leave that one alone, Jack.
Yeah. Your big man is always better than a little man.
Hey, the first three teams up are the Titans, the Browns, the Giants, and the Patriots. Those top three teams need quarterbacks.
That's good. All right, now here's what you want to do. You want to go ahead and email us with your name and address to win that Harmony Cheese package with the Vince Ferragamo wine, Clarissa J. This is the Clarissa J. is a super Tuscan blend.
It's one of our best blends.
And it's got Sangiovese and Cabernet in it, and then Harmony cheese with all the great cheeses. Abergele in it,
Abergele.
And the port, the Merlot cheese,
cheddar.
And
Merlot cheddar. Smoked Gouda. I like the
smoked
Gouda.
Smoked Gouda is good, too. I smoked some Gouda the other night with my chicken, and it was great. I'll tell you, that's the show. If you check it out, go to onpoint@crntalk.com. Give us your name and address and enter to win that. Don't forget our website, onpointlive.net, Instagram, on.point.live, and our On Point Live with Vince and Jackie on the YouTube channel. Check it all out at crntalk.com. We'll see you next week here. These guys are going to be busy. We might be going to the NFL draft. We'll have to tell you details about that next week. Thanks so much. Email us. On point at crntalk.com. See you next week.